Shut the front door. It's going back door. Was it? And we're in my bed.
Going in
here we day. Are. I'm gonna regret this. Welcome, Predatraders. The Going Back Door, episode 73.
Dalton, I think we're the first people
74.
To name our fan army without having a fan army.
I know, right? I jumped the gun on that one, didn't I?
Maui.
What did it go by?
What?
What did it go by?
Penetrators?
Penetrators. Oh, okay. Yeah, so Going back door is a euphemism for
sexual innuendos
taking
and basketball.
The dirt road
yeah,
home.
Basketball. Yeah. Or that. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're gay, it's about butt stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Girls have assholes too. How yeah. do they not notice?
Do they not notice?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
so
gross.
They're penetrators.
Yeah.
Episode
73? 73?
74. How the fuck is the new
75?
Guy?
I think it's 76. Or 75, 76.
I don't know. It's 70 something.
It's been a while since
I got hit early within the first 100 episodes. I'm not a bandwagon guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
We have real fans.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you made the first 40. Congratulations.
We didn't introduce. This is my friend KJ. We met doing comedy here in Indy. He's a real funny guy. Does good impressions and has a great YouTube channel.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is Dalton's dumb fat ass, as you can see, as he's beached like a fucking whale right now.
I look so much fatter on this video.
I know you do.
I guarantee
it's
it.
It's the angle.
Oh my god.
Why are you laying like that? Sit up. You're a man.
I'm going to look 350 pounds. No, I'm comfortable. Fuck you.
Maui, god damn it, you slut.
I think the natural light should be flattering. Speaking of natural lights, Todd likes the shotgun natty lights. Practice wrestling moves and shoot cans with a 22.
That's why I have a floor bed, so I can get drunk and practice wrestling moves on my girlfriend. It's not domestic abuse, it's fucking training.
What's the go-to, though? That's the question.
My number one favorite is just a good old spear. You know, I'll hit her out of nowhere. Spear. I'll come out of the bathroom.
Spear?
Sprinting. Sprinting.
Right to the core.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or I'll hit her with the good old clothesline. That one's a fan favorite.
No Walls of Jericho or Sharpshooter.
Yeah, but she does need an attitude adjustment. God damn it, I got her. That was good. That was a wrestling joke. Don't be mad at me. Don't you look at the sassily. I didn't do nothing. It's just a joke.
Point. Dude,
tune into the Patreon where you'll see Todd get his ass beat.
Please, domestic violence. Oh, we're going to go to the Vince Moore show tonight at Crackers. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you in the lineup for that?
No, I'm just gonna go watch with Dalton. We should get him for free since it's with me.
No doubt, yeah.
Cool. You're welcome to come to Vince if you would like. Vince Morris is probably good. Kind of a trumper, which is kind of funny coming from a black dude. Like heavy trumper.
I'll have to check him out.
Yeah. We really don't have a list or anything.
No,
do
we didn't do shit this week.
God
damn it, there was something I wanted to talk about.
Well, we
Bray White died.
Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt
the
died.
Fiend.
Yeah. Big old heart attack.
Him and Terry Funk.
Terry Funk.
Yeah, they did Terry Funk dirty last night on SmackDown.
Well, you watched?
do you watch wrestling?
Yes.
Did you see SmackDown last night?
So Cody Rhodes got out there to do his Terry Funk thing, and then they had a hardcore match of the Brawling Brutes.
Oh, that wasn't hardcore at all. I saw the highlights. It was like, y'all are pussy.
I walked out. I went to do comedy.
You didn't miss much. You made the right choice.
No, tell me about it.
Halfway through, okay, it was basically a tornado tag match. Is what it came down to.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
So halfway through, Bobby Lashley comes out, and they're like, oh, he's getting involved. This is so hardcore. But he speared one of them, and that was it. That was all he did, really.
Was it like falls count anywhere? Or just
no, they still counted in the ring.
But then it was halfway.
What's the rules of tornado tag? I'm just refreshing here.
There's no tags.
Oh, everyone's in the ring at one time. Yeah. You don't have to. Yeah, it's tight. Yeah.
Ah. No switching out or any of that.
Neato.
And then shortly after that, the crowd started chanting, "We want tables."
Yeah.
Right?
As you should.
So, yeah.
It's a hardcore match.
The Terry Funk hardcore match.
A good 5-6 minutes later of shoulder drags and suplexes. They finally pull out a table.
A table.
And they set it up. And then it gets moved.
Oh.
And then they set it up. And then it gets moved. And then they set it up. And finally...
Was it broken on accident? That would be...
One of the brawling brutes went through the table. It wasn't a... what's his name?
Oh, Butch? Or
it wasn't Butch.
Ridge
it was
Holland.
Ridge Holland. Yeah, Ridge Holland went to the table. And they pinned him, and that was it.
Sean O'Malley's UFC Bantamweight Champion.
And then quote of the night from Michael Cole, that was the most hardcore match.
Get out of here.
Terry Funk would be proud.
Oh my god.
Terry Funk is rolling his grave. Michael, what are we talking
fight
about?
Fight night!
Okay, we should
like, that was the corniest shit.
Let's just hang that guy. Let's just hang him. Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro?
They should have made Michael Cole bleed for that. That's what should have happened.
I don't.
That was awful.
I don't watch wrestling, and even I know Terry Funk was that guy.
He was that guy.
Yeah. Mick Foley. I mean, yeah.
No barbed wire at all.
No barbed wire. Not even a chair. We couldn't get a chair or a kendo stick.
Yeah, the kendo stick's the OG that you only saw in like ECW. Do they even bring it out in WWE anymore?
I haven't seen it in some years.
Rarely.
Was Cody Rhodes the last guy to use it? Or am I wrong?
I haven't seen it in some years.
He might be the last person.
I'm having like a tism highlight.
I might also be thinking of AEW because they do kendo sticks and all that other stuff.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. Since they kind of replaced ECW.
Yeah.
ECW is fire.
They kind of have the opposite problem where it's like, maybe less blood?
So
occasionally, John doesn't have to bleed every match.
But at the start of the night, they're like, "We are going to entertain you." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They love nothing more than entertaining this audience. So it was all about that. So I guess no one was supposed to get hurt. But you know, Ridge Holland is who put Big E out. You know, he's injured because of that. So instead of Lashley coming out, Big E could have.
Yeah, that would have been a good.
Did some damage.
I think he might have to retire though.
He ain't wrestling again.
Yeah.
But he come back as like a manager or something.
Or just have him come out and hit him with a chair in the head. Something.
What happened to Mark Henry?
He's in AEW as a talent agent.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He's still there. Cool.
Yeah. At least he's still there.
Yeah.
Still in the biz.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
But
KJ and I have been hitting a lot of open mics, Dalton.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I found some other autistic guy who's into wrestling to beat my knees. How do you feel?
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say it like that. Congratulations on replacing me. This is all your problem now, not mine, so. It's been real. Fuck you. Oh, goodbye. Son of a bitch.
I thought it was a lot funnier than everyone else. That's fine.
Yeah, you did.
But yeah, we've been hitting a lot of mics. It's been pretty cool, pretty sick, pretty cash money. Been performing to a lot of fucking comedians. I hate that shit. It's the worst.
Performing in the room full of comedians.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It is the weirdest feeling. They're not there for you or your set. They're there for their set. And I don't know. While you're up there over there making notes and... You know, adding things to the... Is this... You got a battery notification there?
What the fuck is going on there?
It's time to restart, Dalton.
Son of a bitch.
Hold up.
Yeah, that's update. Right. Belly roll your way to the front of the bed, you fucking slut.
Okay, roll. I think we're good for an hour.
Oh, sick.
Okay.
Hopefully it doesn't just do it and decide to fuck me. Anyways, what were we talking about?
Performing to comedians is not fun.
Okay.
No, it is not, because they're always trying to work on their sets while you're doing your sets, so you never get full attention or laughs.
Yeah.
Because, like, you'll say something funny, and no one will laugh, but they'll tell you after the show, hey, that was a funny premise, that was a funny punchline.
Yeah, that's pretty much like all you have to gain from it.
Yeah.
But if you're a nice guy like me, I go up and ask people for their Instagrams, their names, and I try to network and get to know people.
So many times. He stopped a waitress one night at one place and was like, hey, you need to follow me and my friend on Instagram.
Which she did, right?
She unfollowed me immediately.
Get out of here.
Yeah, 100%. She unfollowed me. Did she unfollow you?
I'm not sure, man.
Okay. All right.
I didn't really do a follow-up, but I did, like, read her bio, and, like, she's a pole dancer. And
yeah, she is.
Waitress.
Yeah, she's a waitress side stripper at the same club.
Yeah.
Well, the lady with the hair we thought was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he randomly saw it and was like, hey, you need to follow us on Instagram, lady.
Something like that.
I was
like, hey, do me a big favor. I'm trying to network. Follow me. You follow my buddy with the podcast. I'll be on there later this week. No, her answer was, she was like, what does your Instagram look like?
What the fuck does that mean, bitch?
What's your Instagram look like?
I just put dick prints out.
Nah, I was like, it's entertainment and stuff, you know, music, comedy, dancing, since that's what I do. And then I told her to follow Todd. Yeah.
She unfollowed immediately.
Yeah, she did.
I'm stuck on that. That's so great. Just... All right, now that I'm away from those dipshits.
Yeah, now that they're all on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And that's what I do when I meet other impressionists. I'm like, give me a follow. I follow for a night and unfollow them.
Oh my god.
You can't have someone taking your heat, right?
Yeah.
What kind of impressions do you have?
Thinking I'm a fan of that person and I'm stealing their stuff.
I just put you on the spot. That's my bad.
No,
wow, that was kind of shitty.
I do a lot. I do cartoon characters.
Hit him with a shaggy.
Like, I'm so hungry, I could go for a double-decker BLT.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I fucking
He's the K-9 unit.
All right, Scoob, we're doing good cop, bad cop.
Okay.
Don't get lippy with me, fella. I haven't had my coffee.
You know, stuff like that.
Rumpo, Shaggy. He's your criminal.
Everybody loves the Scooby voice. I don't do Scooby, though.
Oh, he's got a good Ice Cube.
Yeah.
I think you sent me a video of it.
Yeah, I did. I sent it to you.
I do, like, Cleveland's Laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Peter Griffin. Huh. And I'll do Joe Swanson. I hope this sounds good on the microphone, though. With the posture that I'm laying at, it's hard to get a lot of voices, but my Ice Cube, you know how he went on the late night show and he's doing, like, positive messages in an aggressive tone? I kind of was inspired by that, and then I did like a motivational thing myself where Ice Cube was like, I'm Ice Cube and I'm on Ancestry.com because knowing your roots is gangster. And I did something like that.
Yeah, I think that's the one that Todd sent me. Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Because the punchline, knowing your roots is gangster, is always funny.
Knowing your roots is gangster.
Yeah.
And then it was like something about a New Year's resolution, because setting goals for yourself is gangster. And then it was just like a bunch of positive things. And I just said, that's gangster. Yeah.
Huh.
One of my favorite ones is inventor and CEO of My Pillow, Mike Lindell. I like that guy.
That is
my number two addict turned entrepreneur, right behind my buddy.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh my god. Okay, yeah.
Wake up, penetrator. Get some W in your cup. W, brother, is a jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying, brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours. I've been up cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by W. And I know
other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, my friend.
Do you have any?
Where
did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calo Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late, great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're...
just awakens me.
You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls. WWW, can't you see? All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So, yeah. GBD Pod. For 10%
holy
off
shit.
Your entire Dubby order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
Dubby is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great, jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. Ooh. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good, you cry about it.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW. Can't you see?
No, but he has a book called From Crackhead to CEO. I don't know if you know the My Pillow Guy stories. It's very funny.
Yeah, yeah. That sounds like something I need to read. From crackhead and then completely to plagiarize.
I was thinking of that guy that was a former wrestler. He's like in his 70s now. It was in like the Navy SEALs. What's his name?
Sergeant Slaughter? Who are you talking about?
No, he's like...
What, wrestlers?
I can't remember what his name was.
Give me a hell yeah.
He talks in this voice like this. I was a Navy SEAL. And yeah, I can't do the impression.
Give me his look. What does it look like?
He's like an old white guy, gray hair. Kind of looks like maybe like Ted Nugent.
Was it Rick
Not
Flair?
On meth, you know what I mean?
Hey, baby, can you turn off the tea, please?
God, I can't.
I can't remember his name.
Flair.
It's not Rick Flair.
Blonde hair.
I feel like he's not even really known for his wrestling as much as just like his politics. I can't remember.
I don't know. When you say white hair, Pat Patterson comes to mind.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of people do impressions of him. That's probably why it popped in my head.
I don't got it.
Yeah, but that voice that you did for the last one you just did, it sounded a lot like him.
Mark Lindell,
White Pillow Guy. He sounds like a lot like Mark
from
Lindell.
From Minnesota. Yeah. Everything's made in his hometown. He's a crazy guy.
Yeah.
The only Navy SEAL I know is... They don't know me, son. Who's going to carry the boat, Dalton? Me. They don't know me, son. Stay movie? Hard.
Who is that?
I'm so glad...
David Goggins.
I'm so glad you know how to write jokes. Because if you had to do impressions...
It would be just my voice saying stuff they have said.
You would just be doing the one character from South Park, and that would be it.
Oh, Butters.
You would just be nothing but Butters.
Give us the
Come
butt.
On, you don't gonna
don't
say
you want a new lunchbox, bitch? You should be working.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Do you want to start making some real motherfucking money, bitch?
the cripple guy. I can't remember his name. Holy Tim, shit.
Jimmy Vollmer.
Yeah.
Wow, what a terrific audience.
Yeah.
Wow.
Terrific podcast.
Man, she couldn't be here with you guys.
Oh my gosh.
It's great to be here.
I'm really surprised you guys are so nice guys.
Nice guys.
Oh. Wow.
Do you like
fish sticks?
I mean, come on.
You see the one he's trying to get people to buy that mobile app? He was peddling drugs, but it was like a mobile app that had a lot of, what do you call it, in-app purchases, that paywall type of thing.
Oh, the microtransactions.
Yeah, and he was like, just try it. I mean, come on. Like, once you buy one, you gotta keep going.
Like, why wouldn't you?
He's like, I never touched this stuff myself, but
why wouldn't you? It's $9.99.
Yeah.
You get 10,000 free coins. It's $9.99. I mean, come on.
Then you got that, you do South Park impressions too?
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
Hey guys, I'm going home.
Piss out my ass! Right on Carton, on Kyle's mom's Jew face!
I don't really do impressions.
Oh my god!
Yeah. I don't think. Mine are more like, sad attempts that are hilarious, if that makes sense. Like,
give us a Trump.
You got it.
I'm
your
doing
white
Mr. Garrison,
soul.
Mr. Hat, you know.
I got Rudy, that's about it. You know this.
Jesus Christ.
Hello, I'm Rudy Gobert. How are you today?
Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Jesus.
Hello.
Jesus Christ.
We're great to be hanging out with Jesus the homos. How are the homos?
We're great. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Baby, your makeup looks straight killer. Jesus Christ.
I try to do the... Let's see if I got this.
My fellow Americans.
Oh, you do residents.
Okay. I can't do it.
Everyone's got an Obama.
My throat is so dry. I was gonna try to do Vince, but I'm like, I am gonna ruin my voice.
What a maneuver! You're gonna do Vince McMahon?
Yeah.
Oh man. God.
You gotta get so raspy and
where
deep
is that
it.
Son of a bitch?
Fired. Yeah.
Bring me to him.
Son of a bitch.
Let me get that son of a
bitch. My ass. I'd like a large order of tacos. If I don't get these goddamn tacos.
You got it, man.
I'm Jerry from Subway. I fuck kids. Jerry, I'll give you $9 million to fuck me. Oh. I'm Vince McMahon.
Or just do like
$9 million, you can fuck me, Jerry.
Do the Louis J. Gomez impression.
Come on, doggy. I don't even talk like that, doggy.
This is a UFC fighter?
No, he's a podcaster.
Oh man,
he was an MMA fighter, I think.
Dang it.
The most racist Puerto Rican. He's the biggest white supremacist Puerto Rican.
He's who Todd wants to fight.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Creator
yeah.
Clash?
No, Skankfest.
Skankfest.
2024.
Oh. Yeah,
you
yeah.
bitch.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to get this ball rolling. It's not happening. Apparently, we have too small of an audience for anybody to notice.
And he's got too small of a dick for rape.
Yeah.
that is a statement.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck you, Lewis. J. Gomez, you fucking queer. Does the J stand for jerk off? Because you jerk off dudes, you fucking queer.
Have you ran into Pat McAfee yet?
No, I'm going to tell him to suck my dick when I do, though. Fuck you, Pat McAfee, and your dyke haircut.
Where does this beef stem from?
My crazy imagination of being like, fuck you, Pat McAfee.
I think we were literally like... What's another podcast that's recorded near us?
Mm-hmm.
And the only one we could think was Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee.
Like,
he's taking
fuck him, we'll start a war.
You're looking at your demographic and people who also want...
If you can't tell, only the whites listen to this kid. As you can see, since we're all sitting on my bed.
Yeah.
Going back doors, getting their ass beat in the ratings.
Oh Lord, it's a steel chair!
Welcome to 2002 Nitro. We're back again.
That was supposed to be Pat McAfee. He did SmackDown.
Oh my god, yeah, I forgot about that.
The Baron Corbin. He used to be King Corbin, now he's just broke ass, bum ass, basic Corbin.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
But he's got personality for it though.
Yeah. He was good. I mean.
But if he's bad with you guys, he's bad with me too. Where's the camera?
Yeah. It's right there.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat. You're gay.
Dude, that was my closer the other night. I thought it was really funny.
What, that you're gay?
No, I was just really slowly grabbing the microphone stand. I was like, yeah, I'll give you guys one more before I get out of here. Snagged it, put it back, put the mic in there, and I was like, my name's Tyler, you're gay!
You're gay, yeah. And that's what he did. And I loved it.
I thought it was funny.
I went crazy for it. Tyler, you're gay. And then
yeah.
Just the happiest fucking clap staring at everyone.
After dumping a lot of trauma onto people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't know. Witnessed a suicide earlier this week. I believe I said something in the group chat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I think I was too hotter than fuck to give a shit about anything. What happened exactly? I'm sorry. I care, but I didn't care. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so I went to a job interview, right? Right? I went to the job interview. Terrific. Wow. What a great job interview. They would say it was a tremendous job interview.
Is this the dog place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they also have kitties, too.
Oh. Wait.
He's doing it in
kitties?
Yeah, they got little kitties. Bunch of little kitties running around. They're all in their own little room. They're terrific kitties. Wow, someone said they're the softest little kitties. Wow.
They're terrific kitties. Have you seen
They're soft?
They're tremendous kitties.
They're tremendous kitties.
They're tremendous. Dalton.
There's one really old guy. His name's Danny. Someone say he's old as dirt. I wouldn't, but he's old as dirt. I went to the job interview. Did great at the job interview. And then on the way home, I was three lanes on an interstate, right lane shut down due to cops, and then I was passing a semi that was in the middle lane, and I was in the left lane. The second the semi and I, like, get head-to-head, slams into, like, a 16-year-old kid that, like, was standing there with his arms wide open, like he was a lead singer of Creed. With arms wide open. And then he got evaporated. His hat shot off like it was a Bobby Shmurda music video. Like, his hat didn't get touched by the truck. It just went straight up.
Oh, my gosh. Were there, like, little chunks and everything that went flying?
Yeah.
And
yeah. Yeah, the insides of somebody's body was spilt all over the roadway.
Damn.
Says
he reverse cotton hilled. From the shins up, he was gone.
So, and he evaporated into a pink dust.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Basically turned into a pink mist. I guarantee you, he said, Mr. Stark, I'm not feeling so good. And then just evaporated.
Wow.
It's too soon, man.
Jesus. Motherfucker, I'm the one who saw it. You don't tell me when it's too soon. Fuck this.
The few people here who watch the podcast are related to him. No.
That would be awful.
Oh, my God.
They show up to an open
mic. That was my brother, damn it.
I did an open mic after this happened.
I'm going to Pat McAfee's podcast.
Fuck these guys.
No, I don't think they would be at an open mic the same week.
I hope not. They just show up at an open mic. I'm making jokes about their son's suicide. Just hit him with the arms wide open. And then just get, like, drilled in the side of the head with a beer bottle. It's still one of my dreams to, like, have someone heckle me bad enough to where I get actually mad and fight him on stage. I really want it.
So this was after you do the interview, you know you got the job.
Yeah.
You like, you got the job, and then after that,
right, like, the emotional high, texting my mom, super proud of myself. Bam! Kid gone.
You think he also applied for the same job and he didn't get it, so
so do we think his mom's the wokest woman on the planet for her late term abortion?
What, like, the entire time, was the car, like, in motion at one point, or was it stopped the entire time?
It was
time?
Stopped on the right lane. I couldn't see anything. There was, like, four or five cop cars, and they all had, like, guns and tasers out, just being like, no, bro, no, bro.
So maybe he did do the interview and not get the job. I don't know.
Shit. Damn it, this job won't hire me. What else am I going to do? I'm going to go jump in front of a semi.
All I've ever wanted to do was take care of dogs.
I just wanted a pet sit. What the fuck?
I just wanted to walk some dogs outside, pick up the shit, dog. That's all I wanted, man. Now I have to deal with this. But yeah, that was... I still think about it quite a bit.
Yeah. How could you not?
But,
yeah, that would be traumatic.
It's led to a pretty good joke. A lot of them, obviously. Just like his body led to a lot of pieces.
It
Wow.
And have you watched the news at all this week?
No.
No Fox 59?
Was it on the news?
I have no idea.
I don't have cable or internet, dog.
Oh, no? No.
Yeah, I'm watching this on my hotspot right now.
Huh. Oh, yeah. I get the converter box, a little antenna dish.
Oh, shit.
Stick it in the window.
Stick it in the window.
I didn't even know they still work, do they?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Dude, my old crackhead neighbor had like four of them in her house.
So you can get more channels, right?
It was, well, that's what she thought. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The more you have, the more channels.
She's like, I'm getting more TV channels. Like, that's not how that works. She's like, yeah, it is.
The final boss, she steals a dish HD, like, dish thing. And just like,
in the living room, there's 15. The bedroom has 30.
Come on. She's got a dish satellite glued to the window.
She has two kids, but her Crackton has 35 glued to the way.
Electrical tape over there.
That's electrical tape on.
Yeah.
Yeah, who needs to spend $40-$50 on cable?
Mm-hmm.
I got this shit for free.
Holy shit, that's an actual UFC fighter.
Well, Todd's bricked up now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Big news in the UFC. Sean O'Malley won the bantamweight title over Aljamain Sterling. A white guy won.
Wow.
That is all.
Wow.
And statistically, do white men usually beat black men? And
Not usually.
No.
Because the longest reigning champions of all time, besides one guy, have been black dudes. One was from Brazil, Anderson Silva.
I know that
name. Longest reigning middleweight champion. He had like 11 title defenses, and now that's pretty much untouchable. Because everyone's so fucking good now, it's crazy.
I learn more about the UFC every time I'm with him. You watch UFC too?
Not really. No,
he gets the same treatment you do. I'm just kidding. You guys are pretty much the same people. School. You're just more talented.
No, that's dope. That's dope, though. Did you... So whatever happened when MGK and Conor McGregor on the red carpet at the VMAs, what happened?
Apparently Conor asked Megan Fox for a picture.
Oh.
And MGK was like, nah, fuck that, bro. Get the fuck out of here, bro. You skinny Irish bitch. Get out of here, bro.
Yeah.
And then threw a drink at
him. Fucking leprechaun, dude.
And then Conor was just like... Let me at him. I just want to talk to him. And then the security guards were like, no, you can't go talk to him. He's like, I just want to fucking talk to him, man. I just want to fucking talk to him.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking do nothing. But no, he was definitely going to do something. Connor is on a whole bunch of gang shit pretty much usually, just for no reason at all. That's Donald Cerrone. Oh my God, it's the cowboy. He just retired. Most finishes in UFC history.
Is that guy shitting?
Yeah.
Oh, great. We're doing the thing where we do commentary on what we're watching.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yep. Quality content here at Going Backdoor.
Fuck!
Yeah. Yeah, so...
We're watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Season 12, Episode 3.
There's something else.
Wait, you know... Oh, it's casting.
It's 2:54, my love.
Casting.
Is it casting from the phone? How do you know exactly what episode and everything?
Yeah.
Guys, I wasn't joking. It's the fucking tism. I was wrong! God damn it! One episode off!
You're wrong.
Fuck.
You're wrong. You seen that mugshot, though? You've seen the mugshot of...
We should all just do mugshot. That to the camera. And
yeah, have you seen the mugshot?
For D-Trizzy?
You've seen the photos. You've seen the mugshots.
Oh,
D-Trizzy's.
Yeah.
The photos are AI. Yeah. They're bullshit.
Oh, my God.
You know, they're cyberbullying me. I didn't do shit. Did turn myself
in. You should be in the way.
Off camera. You're good.
They need to get a life. Touch some grass.
Touch some grass, you fucking losers.
Touch some grass.
Yeah. Yeah, D-Trizzy got indicted again. And he rolled up with like 400 dudes to turn himself in. It was the most gangster shit I've ever seen. Went through like every neighborhood in the city, just flexing on him.
It's going down in the DMs. A lot of posts, a lot of notifications.
What's he even going to jail for? This is how out of the loop I am on.
Allegedly, election fraud, which is just equally as fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Because at this point, we know for a fact there was election fraud for the last, 70 years? Oh, you guys weren't in on that? Okay. All right. Right. Fun fact, J.P. Morgan, the big-ass bank, 2 weeks ago settled a $300 million lawsuit. And do you guys know who that lawsuit was with?
Mm.
The Jeffrey Epstein victims.
Ooh.
Huh. Yeah, but you don't see that on the news. We got fucking aliens.
Huh. We were talking about, we had a cash shortage or something, and what bank was giving out fake bills? Some really? Bank out there, yeah.
Huh.
And I can't just throw it on any random bank. I wish I knew exactly which one.
Capital One, fuck you.
It's all feelings, no facts.
Maybe it's Chase. I don't know.
Chase Bank, you can suck my dick from the back. Shit, fuck names or kid Chase. That's an action, names you faggot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, we're not laughing at you, man. Try to like stretch it on the corner of the wall there, like put your foot up at an angle and like lean into it, you know. Your Achilles is tight, dog. It's too tight.
Achilles is tight, dog.
Tight, dog. Tight, dog.
Doggy, your Achilles is just too tight, dog.
There's certain things you put at the end of the sentence just makes it silly. Yeah.
Like, it's super disarming, especially when you look like me. Dude, I almost got robbed this morning.
Tight, dog. Yeah.
At the gas station. Yeah, I stopped to get gas.
Were the Girl Scouts selling cookies outside, or what?
No,
was
it was some scrawny white meth head being like, "Do you have any cash on you?" I was like, "No."
Yeah.
And then he like started walking the other way around my car. I just turned and I was like, "What the fuck are you doing, bro?" He's like, "Oh, I'm just walking." He's like, "Yeah, get the fuck on." I don't know if he was actually going to rob me. I just assumed so.
Man.
He might have been looking for smoked cigarette butts. I mean, that's what they usually do around my place.
That's what they do at gas stations, too.
So how's the summer been, other than the really hot and sweating from your earlobes in weird places?
He works at college.
Sweating from the...
He mostly works at college.
Yeah. So... It's been great.
I did a 75-day challenge. 75-day. It was a diet workout. I had to read 10 pages of nonfiction literature, like self-help books. No alcohol for 75 days. And there was something else in there. I had to take progress photos. Drink a gallon of water a day.
Oh.
So it was all of that. But like the diet, probably like one of the hardest things. And I pick what my diet is gonna be. Yeah. I cut out chocolate because I love chocolate, and bread. I didn't want excessive bread, so I didn't do like sandwiches or burgers for a really long time. And well, I'll go out to eat, and a lot of places give you rolls or like a biscuit or something.
Mm-hmm.
That just got my attention.
You can say for 75 days your bread was down, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was holding that in the whole time. Okay.
This ties into what we were saying, like, you just said dog, and at the end of the sentence, certain words just make it funny. A friend was like, give me your biscuit, yo.
Yo, give me your biscuit, yo.
Putting yo at the end of the sentence was funny, though. You gonna eat your biscuit, yo?
Bro, we should throw in the capital, yo.
It's like the same thing with adding brother on the end, too.
Except you gotta, like, throw your breath into the
fuck
last
word. Fuck brother.
Yeah, fuck that Iraqi family right in the ass, brother.
Brother.
Operation Iraqi Freedom was because I said something, brother.
What you gonna do, brother?
9/11 was an inside job, brother.
Oh, you can just drop, like, bombshells if you put brother at the end.
Yeah. And everyone's just like, oh, it's a bit.
Yeah.
The government has been fucking your kids for the last 200 years. Brother.
Boom.
Yeah.
Man.
We just discovered something here.
He did.
Wow.
Our first president wasn't born in the United States, but since then everyone's had a problem with it. Brother.
I like this. It's foolproof. It works every time.
Huh.
Spike one up on the bed. You won't fit, but you can fucking try it, you crazy old bitch. Nope, just gonna lay down.
Yep.
Oh, that's a white king corset.
I did have this. I had the water there. Okay.
Pit bull?
And I had a little notebook
there. It's a big king. It's a white king corso, I believe. It's too big to be a pit bull.
But king corsos, don't they look like no, I'm thinking of the...
They're usually black, though.
I'm thinking of Malamutes, yep. Look like German Shepherds and shit.
Sick. I'm in a cool... had a set of pet siblings today.
Wow, what was that?
Yeah, one was a gigantic pit bull who was apparently the most aggressive dog they have ever had there ever. And the other one was this like 2-pound chihuahua that was his little sister.
Wow.
The little chihuahua was old as fuck. She was super sweet. But we moved her cages homes because they're homes. moved them cages, and the brother one that was across the hall, like, grabbed his cage with his teeth and was just shaking the fucking door and, like, scream growling.
How big are these cages?
They're pretty big. It's like the length. Yeah, it's about half of my living room.
Okay.
Well, half my house.
Okay, it's not like a little crate.
Okay. They're not in, like, small crates.
Okay, that's
great. We do have to, like, shut down parts of the crate so we can, like, put them to one side, clean it. You're getting varicose veins.
What? And then explain what that is.
Oh, that's been there for a while.
To the viewers at home, what's a varicose vein?
It's basically where you get blood clots in your legs because you're stuck in one position for too long.
Is that like what construction workers get from, like, standing all day and, like?
You can get it from that. Old timey, like, seamstresses, people who basically worked a whole bunch of hours, like sitting office workers, get a lot nowadays.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Riding on a mower. Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah.
Well, you do landscaping.
You can see the vein.
Landscaping, mowing, any bitch work they want me to do, basically.
Lawnmower service technician.
Yeah, on too. That's so much fun.
Service technician. My first job was landscaping.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
At like 13, 14. I think from 13 until 15, I worked. And so in any season where we could cut grass, that's what we did. In the winters, we would shovel business parking lots. But our mainstay, like, that we did, there was a really huge cemetery in Ohio, and I think Madonna or Marilyn Monroe's parents are buried there. But there's a few famous people there, and we just cut grass and you know, we re-level headstones or, you know, tombstones and stuff like that. But there were no, there's no forest fires.
It's Paul Felder. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm happy about seeing young UFC fights.
With this one,
dude, they're fucking old now, and it makes me sad. Fuck. Both those guys are retired.
All the UFC guys.
Bray Wyatt's dead. Have some respect.
Let me blow out a lantern for my interest.
Anyway, sorry. Since
we used to cut grass in this massive cemetery. Most of them were the push lawnmowers. We had like one John Deere that people got to ride, and like a lot of the guys would fight over it to give that privilege. But we try to rotate that. We rake leaves. But we didn't have like not one porta potty there. So I probably pissed on like graves. I don't know. There's trees. Some people are just buried without a stone. So like, I don't think there is a square inch of anything that where there's not something under. So
there's a graveyard.
Does that affect me getting into heaven, though? You know what I mean? Like, do I get up there?
I don't think that's as bad.
I thought I lived a good life.
Fucked up joke. No, I'm not gonna say it. I'm sorry.
There's
about pissing on graves.
There's a cemetery where I'm from, where it's like a 200-year-old cemetery, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's
there's
Cubs Swanson.
Headstones that have broken and fallen off, and instead of figuring out where they go, they took them and chucked them into the woods. So I feel like that's worse.
Do that. That's worse.
That's way worse.
There's a Civil War, graveyard near my hometown. It's like in the middle of the woods. There's like no roads to it or anything. You have to walk to it.
Okay.
Oh.
It's pretty cool. I banged a lady there.
Oh, okay.
I used to take all my high school bitches there.
That's a wholesome story, though. I don't think that's, you know, no one was disrespected.
Now, I would say pissing
came on a grave.
I would say pissing isn't a sin, right? Technically throwing a rock isn't a sin either. But sex before marriage, isn't that a sin? So
what about casting my seed onto the ground instead of the belly of a whore?
It's a celebration of life.
Okay, well, he cleared his name. Yep, it's good.
You're procreating, you're trying.
Did you get an abortion?
Is that Bro Jogan? Podcast extraordinaire?
That's fucking legal. That's Dana White.
All bald white guys look alike.
That guy looks like he's on coke.
Hey, look, Dana White!
Yeah.
You leave Danny DeVito the fuck alone, alright? That is your future, Dalton.
I can only hope.
In about 20 years, I guarantee you're going to look exactly like that pug face fuck.
I'm fine with that. Do I get the money?
Probably not. We're never going to get successful unless I start getting successful.
Arrogance with this guy. Jesus.
You have a good paying job.
I'm going to call you.
I'm a dog sitter and I do comedy for a dream.
That is true. That is true.
I moved to state to do said dream.
Yes.
And I wanted to drag you with me, but no, someone's got responsibilities. Fuck them. Just never pay them. Who needs credit? Credit is gay.
Is that Jerry Seinfeld? Credit is gay.
pretty good. That was pretty good, yeah.
What's the deal with credit? It's so gay.
The economy is gay.
You care about stocks? What are you, a queer?
What are you, a queer?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
I'm glad we decided to do this on my bed today, guys. I'm having fun.
This isn't awful. I thought this was going to be a lot weirder than it actually has been.
Right.
You know?
The only ones who are touching is just me and you occasionally.
The pillow helps, you know?
Right. The wall of pillows. Helps.
Yeah. You know what? Let's make this weird. Come here, Todd.
Make it weird.
How you doing? Huh? You know what? This is too weird. Get the fuck away from me.
You are so sweaty.
Yes, I am.
You just sweat sitting there.
Yes, I do. Yes. Wow. This is what 250 gets you. Sitting sweat.
So what brand socks is everyone wearing here? What are we?
Adidas.
Adidas. Okay.
Even my socks are racist. What do you got?
I got Hanes on. Or no, that's not even Hanes. I lied. This is Head.
Yeah. What is that? I don't know. Who
that's
makes
your
that?
Foot, dumbass.
Right. All right.
Yes. I'm sorry. Okay. You just now got it.
Little anatomy joke. Oh, Jesus. Very highbrow humor.
Oh my God. Jesus.
I'm
Christ.
The cleverest of comedians you have ever seen. All right.
The cleverest of comedians.
The wordplay I have is top tier. Busta Rhymes hits me up.
You
got a what?
I had a kitty hair in my mouth.
Oh, I thought you said a pubic hair in your mouth.
Yeah, your really mother's.
Back. Have you been sucking your own dick?
No, I've been munching some carpet, though.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any carpet in here.
What do you think I did with it?
What do you think I ate for the first 3 weeks I was here?
He ate the rug?
You're quick, man.
I'm basically a fucking beaver. What you looking for, love? Want your bag?
Oh, your scissors. That's right. Scoot that ass. Scoot that ass. Fuck out of here.
KJ, would you believe some dumb bitch we used to be friends with said Dalton's ass was better than mine?
It said you had a bit.
Who?
How long ago was this, though?
It was like 2 years ago.
About
said
2 years
I'm better
ago.
Than you.
Said you had a better ass than I did.
This a was better ass. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you remember this interaction.
I'm like, what are we talking about
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, fuck you, bitch.
Hey, so, Dalton's a better podcaster than you. Yeah, no shit. I'm sorry.
Let's see.
Where does that come from?
I'm trying to think. 2 years ago, I know that you were a chubbier guy, right?
Was
that around that time? Or,
yeah.
Okay.
And well, that was right at the time I got skinny.
Were you athletic? Were you a baseball player? You did.
No, I didn't. No, he's pretty much a big guy. Yeah.
He was a big guy.
Yeah.
He's got a lot more tan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a lot more tan than I've ever seen you in my entire life.
Yes, yes. I am.
You look like
skin cancer maybe. Patient number 3.
Like that kind of looks like skin cancer. I'm not even going to lie to you.
You think that's bad? Look at that on. Look at those little fucking dots and shit.
Brother.
Yeah.
That's melanoma.
Fuck it. I don't care.
You know how KJ has melanin? You got melanoma.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You guys are the Melon Brothers now?
We're the Melon Brothers.
Hey, you want to start a podcast with the Melon Brothers?
The Melon Brothers. Man, what would our graphic be? What are, you know, we need...
Thinking some melons.
I'm thinking melons.
You guys can both just cut watermelons into helmets and just...
Well, it doesn't have to be watermelons, you racist.
No.
Yeah. Jesus.
Could be cantaloupes.
Yeah, cantaloupes. There's,
name another melon, you dumb bitch.
Heavies, you know? There's so many different melons.
I feel like there's other melons. Is that... I don't... cantaloupe. There's other melons for sure. Are you looking it up?
No, I'm texting in the comedian group chat, sorry.
I'm going to...
Cantaloupes.
Sweet melons.
Sweet melons.
Honeydew melons.
Baby Ray melons.
Sweet baby Ray melons.
Petridge Farm melons.
Dr. Dre melons.
There's definitely other melons though.
Melons, you know?
I think our logo could be like, you know, like the Fruit of the Loom logo and just put two melons somewhere. Or every type of melon there and Melon Bros.
Yeah, just make a sash with all the melons on them.
Fat guy titties, you know? There's all sorts of melons.
Yeah.
How did we get on this tangent about melons?
Because I said KJ has melanin and you have melanoma because it looks like you have skin cancer.
Yeah.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to the first Zoom ad read ever. This is for Aricia London. Aricia London.
We totally didn't have to Google the name and how to say it before we did this. AriciaLondon.com.
Hold up one sec. Holy shit. I forgot to grab the products for this ad read. All right. So first thing we got is this. We got this necklaces. These are pretty nice. These are pretty cool. Solid quality so far. I've been wearing it like 2 weeks. And it has yet to break on me. So that's cool. Their rings are garbage. It's supposed to be a lion, but it looks like a crackhead. So. See it?
Oh, I got to see my first homeless on my block. And it was rocking Aricci London apparel.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
They was pushing a cart. And they got pushing bracelets. Totally English-made chains and rings.
Hell yeah. Totally based in England. Totally. Yeah. They got an Italian name. They're based in England and they ship from, well, places.
Totally not China, though.
Totally not China. They got these crosses. This thing's actually kind of nice. I will say the quality of it is actually surprisingly decent.
And yet, then again, I'm convinced the Irish and the Italians are so close together, brother.
Yep, pretty much. So you go to AriciaLondon.com, enter promo code GBDPOD, you get 25% off. Again, that's GBDPOD at checkout. Back to the show, right?
Let's send them back to the show. That was fucking horrific.
Yeah. I couldn't think. So when are you gonna start doing chemo so you can start finally getting some pity pussy?
I'm so glad I drove 100 miles to hear tired ass virgin jokes from Todd. That's amazing. What is this, 2016, you son of a bitch? Jesus Christ.
Before
God
the crack.
Damn. I hope all your other jokes evolve, because dear God, the virgin jokes have not changed much.
You know who didn't evolve? The kid Jeffrey Epstein fucked.
Huh.
Yep. I got to hold a snake last week at the writing class.
Wow.
Yeah, whoa. It was a little baby python.
Somebody brought a snake in, or
yeah. Do you know the tall dude Tyler?
Nope. I don't think I do.
Like 6'4" or something like that. He fucking loves reptiles. Like really loves reptiles.
He's the soccer jersey last week.
That was. Shit, his name wasn't Phil.
But that's not Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler wasn't there last week. Tyler's a tall, skinny, kind of methy-looking dude.
Okay.
His dad did a bunch of drugs.
I'd like to meet Tyler.
He's a good guy.
He just had a baby. Snake, huh?
He just had a baby. His wife just had a baby. His name's Walker. Bro is sick. I got to hold a baby, too. I held a baby, and then like a snake baby, and then this week I got to play with puppies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my job for like an hour. I got to play with puppies, dude. It was sick. There's one super little like baby Yorkie. She didn't want to play with toys or nothing. She just wanted to like try to lick your face real good.
Yeah, gotta do what you love. Love what you do.
She was fire. Yeah, and then the black chow. God damn it, Shadow is my boy. I'll die for that little fucker. He's got a spotted purple tongue instead of being like the full purple tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dude, he's so fucking cute.
This is the child you're telling me about?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a baby. He's just a little fluff ball.
I had a black chow named Chachi, and I had that for years. It ran away a few times. We got it back, but him and the King Corso fought over the girl that we got, and I got bit at the neck.
Ooh.
And died.
Jesus fucking Christ, KJ.
So, you know, those were like my brothers growing up, my two dogs, and my one brother killed my other one, and yeah.
Wow.
God damn, brother. I just watched a kid kill himself, but I'm sad about that. Holy shit.
Is it bad that I'm more moved by that story than Same. The kid killing himself?
Same.
This just proves that stereotype that white people care more about animals.
Can we do black people? Because the kid I watched kill himself was a black kid. Oh, my God. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I think you said Korean earlier. I was just imagining Jackie Chan.
No, it wasn't a little Korean. It would have been honorable to watch an Asian guy kill himself. It would have been honorable to his family.
My family.
I have brought dishonor to my family.
Right open.
Fuck you, Dauphin, and fuck you, where?
The Chinese food was 10 minutes late.
Baba will never let me pass this. Goodbye forever.
My goodness.
Baba is Chinese for dad, in case you guys were wondering.
They also use that in Nazareth, and you know what I mean? Other regions. Yeah, Baba, for I think Ethiopia might use that.
Baba means father. Yeah, that is what was used in the Bible. Yeah.
Baba.
The deep scrolloli. Speaking of scrolloli, how's everyone's scoliosis doing? Cause mine's fucking hurting already.
I'm chilling. My right knee's a little bit on fire, but you know, that's whatever.
I'll be feeling fine. Then I'll go look in a mirror. I'm like, I'm not standing straight, or I look at a photo or something. But
nothing's worse than when you feel like your posture's perfect, and then your shoulders are just like smooth criminal leaning.
A little bit of forward neck, I get pain in my lower back, and I didn't know what that was about. I thought it was one of those ab exercises I was doing, because it was like a little twist thing.
If you're doing crunches, you should stop, or like sit-ups, stop.
Oh.
Yeah, they fuck up your back and tailbone really bad.
Oh,
just the lower part of your back.
So
unless you can do it like on a pillow so you can have like full range of motion back then up.
What if I'm doing a hanging, you know, like knees, like crunch
that's no big deal.
I'd probably do that with the chin ups, pull ups.
Or like if you pick up heavy stuff, you want to lift with your legs, not your back. That can do it too.
And I was laying there, I was doing, you know, I was doing X-Men crunches, I was doing bicycles, sure. I was doing flutter kicks. I was doing everything.
It's at 47%.
I was doing the. I can't do Obama, can I? I could.
You can just.
It's all about posture.
Just take the fake someone for a knife and charge there. No big deal.
I was planking. I was.
Huh?
I did.
Here, I got you. I'll say
what's his workout regimen.
Hey, Barack. What's your thoughts on the LGBTQ community?
The L's and the G's don't stick together. A gay man has no business with a lesbian. They're not even interested in each other. We need to be together.
What about the trans?
The trans are the backbone of society. We need transportation. We need trans. What's another trans word?
Transmission?
Transmission.
Is that what you're talking about?
We all run from a transmission.
Huh.
We make daily transactions.
Do you prefer a manual or an automatic?
I'm just saying, if you go back to the 70s, all the transsexuals were manual.
Because
now we got medical grade pussies, you know? I think that's pretty automatic.
Oh my God!
Now we got fleshlights and stuff. Some are, man, you know.
No,
fleshlights. Did I make the conversation weird?
Yeah. No, everyone's known about fleshlights, buddy.
You got ones that do like.
We're weird white kids that grew up in small towns. Yes, we know about fleshlights.
Okay. You got ones that socket to the shower.
Yeah.
Wall.
There's an iPhone case that has a fleshlight attachment.
Wow.
You can fuck your iPhone and iPad.
Okay, so some people make their, you know, they actually mold it to their hoo-has, and some people, what if they start making lips, right?
They
do that. You think it's just some porn star's lip or whoever's making it, but what if it's molded after a guy's lip, but it's somebody else's brand, like some girl's selling, is that gay when you...
I'm Michael Myers' lips, but it's actually William Shatner's face.
asking for a friend. I've been jerking off to Barack Obama's list.
Giuliani's got some questionable things.
All I'm saying is Hulk Hogan has some great suck power, okay?
Brother.
I saw a thread on Twitter last night. Brother, it was like Hulk Hogan lying about stuff for no reason. I'm an F5 on your nut. Oh, never mind. I missed it. I had another one. God damn it. What was the Brett the Hitman Hart? What was his?
Sharpshooter.
Sharpshooter.
Yeah, I called my dick the sharpshooter because I'm spraying face.
Boom.
Huh. I called my dick the grassy knoll because I'm blowing heads off.
Wow.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Okay, all right, I got more. Yeah.
You regularly do this? You come up with jokes on the podcast?
Yeah,
That's why
I was like, yeah, I can totally do stand-up comedy, dude.
See it all unfold. Yeah.
I just sit here and try to be funny. So the other guy I do the podcast with didn't think I was serious when I was like, dude, I have zero actual skills for this. I'm just funny. And then he asked me, like, how should I do this? How should I, like, edit something? And I was like, I have no fucking idea. I don't know what software to use. I don't know shit. I can tell you the stuff my guy uses, but I have no fucking idea how to use it.
And when you guys set that up, is that some of the same stuff that we're working on here?
No.
Or is it? Okay.
No, it's completely different softwares, which I was trying to tell him, you need to buy these microphones that we're using. Because, like, the little Shures, they're tough as shit, and they work really well. He just went with, like, the Amazon cheapies on the boom stands.
Oh, brother.
I tried.
The venue, the club didn't supply that?
Like, fuck no.
You guys went and bought that stuff?
Yeah, well, Clay did.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't buy anything.
So, yeah. Has he gotten anything released yet? Or
no, he's still editing.
Still editing?
Yeah.
What did you guys decide on the title of it?
Cock, College of Comedic Knowledge.
Yeah.
Which, personal preference, I'm not the biggest fan of the name. I figure the post-nut show was the better name, but...
That's funny too.
Thank you.
But if it's a podcast about masturbation, because I'd be overqualified to get on there. No, but it's about comedy.
It's supposed to be about comedy, yeah.
I feel like a rocket scientist going on Rogan, going on that podcast. If that's the case.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you about my
Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
It all depends on how you're masturbating. If you're doing it on your knees, that's the way God intended.
Men need to know how to masturbate correctly.
Are you standing over the toilet? Because that's dishonorable.
Oh my God. Get on up, old lady. Get on up.
Well, maybe you do it in the bedroom. That's
give him a big old kiss, you come dead
on
bitch.
Come on.
You just gotta pat the ground and be like, okay.
Do a Jordan piece. He brought up Joe Rogan.
Holy shit.
That was a good segue.
Holy shit, that's so funny.
They're turning the fucking frogs gay.
Oh, the frogs, fuck.
And I would say Sandy Hook was probably made up. Those kids were all crisis actors. All the Betty's bodies were gel. No kids actually died on Sandy Hook. They're just on Epstein's Island getting railed out by Hillary Clinton.
All right, so that was the Alex Jones section of my...
Beat your goddamn ass, you son of a bitch. You coming here calling me a fucking Russian?
Get back over here, you son of a bitch, you fucking coward.
Over. Pretty the frogs gay. He kind of speaks with the intensity of a wrestler, too, though.
He does. Holy shit.
Quit pushing your shit.
Apparently, he does stand up comedy.
It's like one giant promo. It's amazing. It's fucking glorious.
My pillows are the best. I'll put you to sleep. Put you up in the Giza dream.
Oh my God!
You know how the Rock has the
jabroni beating, pie eating.
Yeah, is that ill? The hammock swinging, mattress springing, full down goose feather California kinging, body bruising, alarm clock snoozing.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Pillow fluffer, grade A comfort, mattress topper.
Oh my God.
White Pepper bread, meat. Breaded chicken, white supremacist.
White supremacist.
White supremacist.
and everything,
dude,
everything.
I'm so happy none of the comics that are like actually talk to me are like, dude, I think you're a racist piece of shit. Wow. I was really concerned about that for a long time, dude.
Well, I probably didn't help. How many times we've done the Patreon and I go, hey, Todd, say the N-word.
Except no one sees the Patreon. Dude, we used to have a button. Have you seen Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah.
Where Donald Duck says the N-word.
That's in the movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Daffy or Donald?
It's Donald.
It's Donald.
God damn stupid. Oh. And then he says it.
Yeah.
And then he says it.
Yeah.
And we had that on a soundboard for a year.
Yeah.
Because of this guy. And then he would use it every fucking week and be like, bro, why?
Hi, I'm Anthony Cumia. Welcome to the podcast.
Don't do it every week. But it's Donald saying it, it's not you saying it. Yeah. But, whoa. I didn't know that was in the movie.
I think I got rid of that one, but there's another one.
And you replace it with Vince McMahon saying the N-word.
Yeah, there's one of Vince saying it. Because it's way funnier.
I love how you knew exactly where it was.
With the durag.
God damn it.
So when you take the podcast on tour, you use the Booker T.
We're coming for you.
And just.
And we just look sad.
I just gotta do that. I we gotta add that one.
For you.
Oh, it's great. Oh my God.
Oh. How do podcasters do that? People do go on tour and what, film live in front of people? What is that?
First, you have to have an audience.
Yeah.
To be able to sell tickets.
Yeah.
And then, well, this stuff's pretty easy to move around. So, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it wouldn't be too bad. It'd be just booking venues and stuff like that. Yeah.
Which I have no idea how to do. I'm pretty sure you, like, you pay for the venue up front, and then you split the ticket cost.
See, I figured if we ever get to that point, I have a relative. I think he's my grandpa's cousin or my dad's cousin.
So fuckable.
He does music with some old rock star.
Willie
so
Nelson?
I think next time I see him, he I might pick his brain about it. Willie Nelson isn't dead.
Yes, he is. He died of lung cancer.
Is Willie Nelson dead?
Yeah.
Willie Nelson?
Yeah, he died like a month ago.
Okay, that's believable. If it was like a...
It was stomach cancer, I lied. Okay. Stomach cancer. But yes, Willie Nelson is dead, my good sir.
Did you hear Bray Wyatt died?
Is it Bray White or Wyatt?
Wyatt.
Wyatt.
Yeah.
See, when someone said Bray White died, I was like, oh, the trans porn star? No!
Bray White. Barry White?
Trans porn star named Blair White.
Oh.
Very hot.
Oh. Oh.
Fat old cock.
Wow.
That is the whitest thing we've said on this podcast.
T-girl stuff is traumatizing, man. I just, up here, you know, they... no.
I guess the only the million-dollar question, is it gay if you get blown by one? You know?
Yeah. No, I'm not, like, answering. Yeah. I'm not answering yeah, but I'm thinking to myself, like, nah, I don't want to... don't want to sound phobic.
Phobic of what? I'll say whatever slur you want.
Nobody's watching. It's fine. Don't worry. You're good.
Oh, man.
You can say white people are the devil. And we'd be like, yeah, problem.
Yeah, cool.
You're going to censor that. I'll be like, boop, is traumatizing. Yeah.
Sex with trannies is traumatizing? Yeah. You just wanted to come from a white guy? Is that what it was?
I guess so, man.
T-sex stands for...
Yikes.
Promisexual.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, yeah.
Alrighty.
So, I sent you a screenshot of something that happened in the past, Todd, like a news thing.
Oh, shit, that? Yeah. What the fuck was the picture of you getting kidnapped?
So, I didn't get kidnapped, but there was a report that I was missing. but I didn't get kidnapped. So, this was... what, I was like 14, 15 again. And during that time, that was the very first time I went to record music. And I went and I met everybody who had the home studio, chopped it up. I had all my notebooks, I had things like that. And I went, recorded something that night. And I ended up staying the night out. And the next morning, I was just so hype about all of it. I was supposed to go to work to cut grass and stuff, but I decided to hang back. I didn't catch the bus and go out there. So I guess my mom must have contacted
you know, my manager or supervisor.
Or your job
and,
did.
Yeah, yeah, see that I wasn't there. And, like, I worked with all my best friends, so she could just talk to them or their parents and, like, no, he's not there. And then the friend who took me to the studio, I went to his place, and then we went there. So then she went to his place, and he was like, nah, he's not here. He went and spent the night out. So they felt like I was missing because she never met the person I was recording with in the place that I was at. And, yeah. The next day, we're just, we wake up, you know, we're on the PlayStation 3, and we were browsing for PlayStation 3, like, on the Facebook. Then we were just scrolling and just reading a ton of things, and then my friend Alan was like, Key, you know what you're missing right now? I'm like, huh, what? And then, like, we saw one status, and I saw one from my cousin, then we saw another, and then one, like, describing me is, like, he's, I don't know, this age, he's about this tall.
Did you get hurt when they described you? Did I get...
I'm not 5'3", what the hell?
Yeah, he so it was just like, yeah, this little bitch likes to dance.
His colored hair, he likes to dance, he likes to laugh and smile, I don't know. Have you seen this guy? And he's about this height, and immediately after that, I went home, and then, like, a lot of loved ones were there at my mom's house, and police were there, and I just tried to de-escalate the situation. Like, I'm here, everyone, it's fine, and my mom was pissed off.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
Like, <"You're
laughs> <"Here's
laughs> we don't want to hear that.
So, you had a spaz mom that overreacted. You were having a boy's
I got beat with an extension cord or something. I got...
Ooh.
Well, I was a teenager, and she hit me with stuff, and then I was just like, hey, I was trying to, you know, make some money, make some music, yeah. Make some money and give back to my mom.
She's like, not in my house.
Yeah, but it was crazy.
That's fucking awful, dude.
You have like a whole, so, like, now I have the Facebook memory of me on the news, like, missing teen.
Hey, I will say that speaks high numbers to Ohio. There was a black kid missing and they gave a shit.
Yeah, I could say, yeah, you're right about that.
Why didn't you laugh, also, you fucking bitch?
I
forgot Ohio was a state. I'm sorry.
My friend's dad did work for the local paper, so that might have helped. If I was just Joe Schmo, I don't know if I would have made it.
Wait, so you're from Ohio?
He literally already said this to you.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio. My mother's side of the family.
Hi, I'm Dalton. How are you?
Hi, KJ Weaver.
Are we doing a podcast?
The Key Man.
We're at the end of it, honestly. Oh no, we had like 5 minutes of talking.
No, we're good. We're good.
But, you know, my mom's side of the family, they're all from New York City, okay. So I would, like, spend summers there back and forth, as much as I would love to, you know, claim New York City. I'd spend a decent amount of time there, but more time in Ohio, so I am from Ohio. That's my birth certificate. So,
this might escalate the podcast a little bit, but...
Is Ohio pizza better than New York pizza?
Do you watch NBA?
I don't.
You don't?
Time out. There is no such thing as Ohio-style pizza, motherfucker. Of course our pizza's better. What the fuck are you talking about right now? That made me irrationally angry. We have our lasagna pizza. What the fuck do you guys have?
Ohio-style
pizza. There's Detroit-style, there's Chicago-style, there's New York-style.
Google it.
What is Ohio-style?
Does someone just, like, shit on a pizza on, like, pizza crust and then give you AIDS afterwards?
It's cardboard?
Do they give you an AK like it was fucking Dayton, Ohio back 2006?
Probably. I mean, we probably pepper it a lot or something. And it's a meat lover with a lot of pepper on there and greasy cheese, like grease through the cardboard, you know what I'm saying? Like, really greasy. What were we doing? I forgot what the last question I just heard was.
Yeah, you forgot before your blasphemy was called out.
Yeah, sorry. Wait. Let me think here. Oh yeah, so you don't like you don't watch basketball?
Is this going to LeBron?
Or Cavs specifically? In Cleveland.
So around that same period of time, bro, I lived a lot of lives. So my friend group who we worked doing the landscaping and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We were good dudes, so we were all in the same church too, and our church was
bought Cavs tickets. You know, the Cavs paid for us to go to a game, and they were playing the Phoenix Suns. And of course, the Cavs paid for us. We sat in the Cavs section, and we cheered, "Steve Nash, Steve Nash!" And then Cavs fans surrounded us, were looking back, all mad.
I heard this story on the way to Kokomo.
Hell yeah.
This story made me so fucking happy.
LeBron was in Miami at that time.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm from Youngstown. LeBron's from Akron. That's like 20 minutes, you know. Okay. Our high schools compete in the same division. I've met coaches who coached LeBron. You
know, arrest rates?
I don't know. People who fooled around playing in the driveway with LeBron. There's people who know. You're always LeBron, like three handshakes away from big money. That's what I say. So, it's really cool.
I have a great uncle who helped develop nuclear subs.
Subs?
Yeah, like the engines for submarines that use nuclear power.
I thought you were talking about sandwiches here.
No,
holy
he's
shit,
like,
wait a minute, your family on Subway? What's going on here?
He was part
Jersey
of the,
Mike.
He was
Jersey
part of the Mike. Smart Nazis we took in the fucking the paperclip draft. You guys know about that?
The paperclip draft.
Project Paperclip. It's where we split the Nazi scientists between us and Soviet Russia.
And this is the part where Stuart quit editing the audio.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Stuart, but you're welcome. that's how we won World War II, thanks to the Japs. That we had Jewish scientists and Nazi scientists working together on the atom bomb, and then also to get us to the moon. The head of NASA was actually a Nazi scientist who ran a factory. And do you know how he promoted his workers to work harder? He hung the slowest one at the front of the factory.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that guy helped get us to the moon. Lived a full life. Didn't get fucking shot or nothing or raped to death like he should have.
Ooh.
But,
And his name was Oppenheimer?
No, it wasn't Oppenheimer, goddammit. But that guy was a Nazi.
You gotta see Barbie before you see that one.
Oppenheimer.
Makes sense, yeah.
I hardly know her.
Oh my gosh.
God damn it.
This guy wants me to up and I'm Barbie before I.
Holy cow.
Kurt Heinrich DeBus.
Kurt Hein DeBus?
Kurt Heinrich DeBus.
Kurt Hein himself on DeBus?
Yes. German American rocket engineer. He was a member of the SS. That's the Secret Service for Nazis. Service. The Schatzelwaffel is what it's actually called.
Schatzelwaffel.
I want to open a waffle restaurant named with that.
Schatzelwaffel.
Oh, it's fire.
Oh, my God.
Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah.
Schatzelwaffel.
And you just make...
The waiters walk around with, like, stiff legs. You know?
They goose step everywhere. Everyone's got cool little armbands.
Oh, shoot.
And if you're real special, you get a brown one.
Order number 99.
Nine.
Yeah, you ring it up. That's your price.
999.
That'll be.
So yeah, America has a history of doing a whole bunch of fuck shit for the betterment of America.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And I'm not a fan of it. We need to better mankind, not just ourselves, but also, fuck you, China. You can suck my dick. Also,
I say why? What China wants to ban Winnie the Pooh?
They already did.
Yeah.
No, I'm
It just sounded like you were meant to wrap this up.
I can.
Oh.
But yeah, no, China acts like Winnie the Pooh doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the penalty for being caught watching porn in North Korea is death?
Yeah.
That's crazy, too.
Yeah.
I would have died millions of times over.
Millions of times.
Wow.
If you get caught stealing or, like, doing other horrific shit and your family's not rich, 3 generations of your family are sent to a prison camp.
Wow.
To work today.
Wow.
Isn't that fucked up? But communism's the way, you fucking blue-haired lesbians. Go be gay in Russia. Tell me how that goes, faggot.
So, you guys want to see plugs?
Oh, my God. you can suck my dick at your mom's house. Also, follow me on Instagram at FuckToddGBD. We have a podcast website. It's called GoingBackDoor.com. And if you're not a broke bitch, you can pay for the Patreon and watch my stand-up clips. Because I'm fucking funny, you stupid cunt. All right, Dalton.
Side note for Stuart. When we did the plugs, can we put the mute,
the Soviet national anthem.
That, yeah. I kept meaning to mention that at some point. But anyways,
did we not do it?
No, I don't think we did.
Okay.
Or maybe we did. Maybe yes. If we did, hey, my bad, dude. I'm not really, you know.
I didn't even listen to the end of the last podcast.
My brain doesn't function. You can get me at TheRealDTodGBD on Instagram, Twitter, all that shit. Check out our website, learnbackdoor.com.
We got shops.
Ad-free episodes there. Yeah, and then, yeah, check out the shop. Check out the sponsors, Debbie, and whatever the fucking London.
Avicii.
Avicii London, yeah. Check out that.
Fucking fake ass.
Avicii London, is that a restaurant?
No, it's a fucking fake ass jewelry company. That's definitely Avicii not London. Out of Britain.
It's not bad.
They reached out to you on Instagram or something. Like, yeah, you got jewelry. Yeah, I get a lot of those DMs. Like,
yeah, don't got it. I brand.
Yeah, and I'm the sucker that fell for it.
KJ. It came straight from Shanghai, China.
KJ Weaver, I make the best tweets. Follow me on Twitter at _ KeyManDingo. And also on TikTok at KeyManDingo without the underscore. Other platforms, I am the Keyman, TheKeeMan. Comedy, music, dancing, some fashion, some fit pixing and stuff like that. I try to be multifaceted. I don't know if I have much coming up. I'll be at some mics. I'll post flyers.
Oh, catch me at Crackers the 31st if this comes out before then. Catch us at Crackers the
31st.
Yeah, that's when the graduation show is.
My YouTube channel, The Key Man. I'm out there doing content. I'm halfway to getting monetized.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind.
What? What's happening?
It takes us like a week
to Okay, it'll still come to Crackers sometime. I'm sure I'll get up there. If not, catch me at any other mic. Same with KJ. We hit most mics together. Like your mother.
Got him! Give me that! Got him!
Now, like, my YouTube channel is halfway to being monetized. You know what I'm saying? They lowered the standards. Oh, you don't have to have 1,000 subs anymore. It's 500. And then it's just like a certain hours of watch time. I think 4,000 hours. And I'm at like 3,850 or something. So
I
just need a couple more watch hours and I can be monetized.
Do you really want me to tell you?
We're nowhere near that. I know that.
But it's depressingly low. Okay. Honest. We have 37 subscribers. We've been
okay, that's a lot more than I thought, honestly. I thought we were still like 10.
I think we had 38 at one point. Somebody unsubscribed, so.
Whoever did that, your mom's a hoe.
I think it might have been me.
I think the conversations that we had probably had a lot of trigger words that would demonetize. You know?
Yeah.
There's like
Yeah, we're not making any money off YouTube.
No swearing for the first 3 to 5 minutes or something.
Yeah.
And then like words. You know,
you can't say rape.
Certain words. You can't say, can't say that.
Pedophile.
Sexual assault.
Guns.
Or something.
You can't say guns.
Kill. just
but
say
you can say a gang member headshotted a 12-year-old boy on the side of the interstate. No. That'll go through.
That's news. Okay, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I said Twitter. It's called X now. I gotta adjust to that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I said the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm also on X.
So
X the everything app.
Your mom's ex.
Check out Threads too. That about it for.
You're the only person I know with a fucking Threads besides
Ethos. I haven't been on weeks, to be honest. Shit's stupid lame. It sucks.
If anyone's still here with us, we do love you and we do appreciate you. Have a great week. Suck my dick from the back, faggot. Fuck you and your mom. Everyone say something mean. Fuck you, bitch. You're fucking gay.
Todd's gay.
Your dad's retarded.
Todd has a little penis.
Your shoelaces don't match.
The reason you look like a pug is because your parents are cousins.
Todd looks like a trans man.
I am. Say something. Say something.
Do you know his former name is Maddie?
Dude, we found a chick on Tinder that looked exactly like me.
Her name was Maddie.
Yeah, like it's not even.
It was.
She looked exactly like me.
Oh no.
Anyway, suck our dick from the back, faggots. Have a great day.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways and such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.